AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Kicking off his election year campaign, President Biden is warning of the stakes for America if Donald Trump is sent back to the White House.
A day before the Capitol riot's third anniversary.
It was on that day that we nearly lost America. Lost it all.
The president says Trump still celebrates those who rioted at his urging and still talks about being a dictator. So the key question is whether American democracy will survive.
It's what the 2024 election is all about.
Speaking near Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, a key Revolutionary War site, the president invoked George Washington's refusal to cling to power, contrasting that with a power-hungry Trump, the GOP's presidential frontrunner, and says the choice is stark come November.
We all know who Donald Trump is. The question we have to answer is, who are we?
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Stocks finished higher, the Dow up 25 points. The Labor Department says 2023 ended with a strong jobs report. 216,000 jobs were added in December, a sign the economy is holding up despite higher interest rates. For a second straight day, subway service is being hampered by a train derailment in New York along the west side of Manhattan. MTA's General Lieber says one car still needs to be moved.
It's in a tunnel. The process of re-railing it is a little complicated. There are professionals down there. God bless them. There's an army of people that have been down there overnight. Haven't slept.
Wayne LaPierre has resigned as leader of the National Rifle Association. He's facing a civil trial over allegations he diverted millions of dollars from the powerful gun rights organization to pay for personal travel and other lavish perks. Multiple people were injured when a tour bus carrying passengers rolled over on a highway in the southern Adirondacks in New York. This is AP News. The Hollywood Awards season kicks off this weekend with the Golden Globes. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
Barbie leads the nominations in the movie categories for the Golden Globes with 9, while Succession leads in the TV categories, also with 9. Comedian Joe Coy will host. He says he blew off his family over the holidays so he could focus on writing jokes.
And I'm like, all right, you guys can get away now. Get away. I can't deal with drama right now. I can't party with you. I couldn't do anything.
The Golden Globes returned as a full broadcast last year after recovering from years of scandals. The awards will be shown live on CBS on Sunday. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The CDC says at least 24 people in 14 states have become sick, including 5 who are hospitalized by salmonella poisoning tied to recalled meat snack trays sold at some Sam's Club stores. They're from Busetto Foods. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.